Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Questions to be answered in this episode. 1, Hebrew chapter 1, verse 14. Who shall be the heirs of salvation? 2, Acts 16, verse 30. What must I do to be saved? 3, Luke 18, verse 26. Who then can be saved? 4, what one nation is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem? Now that question is, that question speaks to the spirit of the AVB. It speaks to the spirit of the Authorized Version Bible. And I'll make a statement on that later on in the program. In this episode, I will do a comparison. And in doing so, I will answer the question, what one nation is like thy people, even thy people, let me read that again. What one nation is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem? Let me begin with a comparison. The first statement here, 2 Samuel 7:24, says to me, it says to the Lord, thou hast conferred to thyself thy people Israel. 2 Samuel 7:22 says to me, "Thou art great, O Lord God, for there is none like thee, neither is there any God beside thee." 2 Samuel 7:28, speaking to me, says, "And now, O Lord God, thou art that God, and thy words be true." That speaks to the statement that I've made previous in a previous episode when the speaker in the Bible says about God that he is the God of his salvation. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, the Bible declares, is the God of salvation. 1 Kings 6:13 says, "And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel." Who said that just now? I did. I said, "And I will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake my people Israel." I dwell among black people. Okay? The AVB says about the Lord, he will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake his people Israel. I dwell among black people, my people, and I have no intention of forsaking them. What one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel? Now that question is to me. I dwell among black people. My people are the black people that the Gentiles took into captivity. And even to this very day, the Gentiles are still secretly holding the black people in captivity. Even in America, the United States of America. Psalm 148:14, "The children of Israel are people near to him." Are people near to him. Now, the children of Israel can speak of my own biological children, are people near to me. And it can also, and it also speaks of the people of Israel, are people near to him. Black people, are people near to the Lord God, are people near to the Bible's Lord God, the Lord God of the AVB. Praise ye the Lord. 2 Chronicles 15. So let me say about black people. Black people are like Israel, the Bible's Israel. Keep that in mind, the Bible's Israel. Black people are like that spoken in Psalm 148:14, are people near to him. And black people, the people God dwells among, like it is said about the children of Israel, he will dwell among the children of Israel and will not forsake them. 2 Chronicles 15:3, "Now for a long time Israel hath been without the true God." Such is the case with black people now. Black people, now for a long time, before the coming of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, Israel has been without the true God. A comparison. Black people have been without the true God for a long time. Amos 7:11, Israel shall surely be led away captive out of their own land. It is true about black people. Black people have been led captive out of their own land by their captors, the Gentiles, alias white people. Ezekiel 28:25, when I shall have gathered the house of Israel from the people among whom they are scattered. We know that black people have been scattered among the nations of the Gentiles, even in America, the United States of America. Black people, the Gentiles, have scattered among America and other Gentile nations. And it says, they shall dwell in their own land. That's what I am presenting to black people. The Bible fact that they should dwell in their own land and no longer dwell under the power of the Gentiles, their captors. Ezekiel 11:17, thus saith the Lord God, I will even gather you from the people and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered. Isn't that just like black people? They need to be assembled to the Lord their God. They need to be parted from their enemies. Another statement in the Bible says to black people, come out from among them. And this is Bible. This is Bible content, which speaks about real people having a real need, that of salvation, just as the Bible speaks of the people of Israel. The Bible's people of Israel. We're not talking about Gentiles over there in a land that they now call Israel. We're talking about the AVB's Israel. There's a difference there, a great difference. So listen to me closely. Listen closely and get this comparison. Listen, and assemble you out of the countries where you have been scattered, I will give you the land of Israel, the land which the Lord God will take for his people. That land the Bible calls Israel. 1 Samuel 14:23, the Lord saved Israel that day. The Lord is here that he might save his people, the black people, who have been scattered among the nations of the Gentiles, that he may assemble them together under himself, and that they might be in their own land under God, serving their Lord, the Lord Tommy L. Hart, enjoying and defending their own liberty, and that not of another. Bible. So Israel here has a need for salvation, just as black people do. The Lord saved Israel that day. In the Bible, it is speaking of a future day. That day has now come when the Lord has come. The Lord is here. Now, the Bible's Lord is here on earth talking to you right now. The Bible's Lord has come. And as these statements say he has come to redeem his people. Exodus 1:14, and they made their lives bitter with hard bondage. The children of Israel, the people of Israel's lives were made bitter with hard bondage. Bible. The same is said of black people. The Gentiles made black people's lives bitter, very grievous, with hard bondage. And what is bondage? Serfdom or slavery. Black people served the Gentiles as servants, as slaves. The Gentiles made their lives bitter, very grievous, with hard, undeniable bondage. Same is said for black people. Exodus 2:22. I have been a stranger in a strange land, the speaker says. Exodus 2:25. And God looked upon the children of Israel. The Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has looked upon the children of Israel, and he has seen their affliction. His people, such as those black people in America, the UK, and elsewhere, are strangers in a strange land. They are not in their own land. Get me? Listen to me carefully. These black people are not in their own lands, own land. They are strangers where they are, those black people, as those black people are, America. They may call themselves Americans, but the Bible says they are strangers. Why? Because they are not in their own land. They have been uprooted from their own land by the Gentiles, alias white people, and scattered among the nations of the Gentiles. They are not, obviously, they are not in their own land. They are strangers in the lands of their enemies, their captors, the Gentiles. Yes, and I have looked on the children, I have looked on the black people. I, the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, have looked on my black people, and I have seen their affliction. Joshua 24:31, all the works of the Lord that he had done for Israel, the works that I am doing are done for black people, my people. I'm a black man. I see the affliction of my people. And I am attending to that concern. Psalm 106 verse 10 says, and he, the Lord, saved them from the hand of him that hated them, the Bible speaking about Israel, and redeemed them from the hand of the enemy. Same is said of black people. Now, keep in mind, these statements like this, and the Lord saw them, the Lord saved them from the hand of the enemy. In the Bible, they are future statements. They speak to future events. That future time has come. It is upon us now. Psalm 106, 41 through 42. They that hated them ruled over them. The haters of the children, the people of Israel, ruled over them. The haters of black people in lands such as the United States of America and the UK are ruled over by them that hate them. Their enemies, listen, the book says, their enemies also oppressed them, same as said of black people, and they were brought into subjection under their hand, same as it is black, for black people. They were brought low, same as that has been done to black people by the Gentiles. Black people have been brought very low. Psalm 79, verse 8 says, we are brought very low. That's the black people's voice for today. We are brought very low. They need redemption. They need salvation. The Lord saved them from the hand of him that hated them. That time has come. The time for salvation. The AVB says today is the day of salvation. That today in the Bible is today. It is the, okay? 106, Psalm 106, verse 35 through 36, they will mingle among the heathen. In the Bible, Gentiles are referred to as heathen. Black people mingle among the heathen, the Gentiles, and they serve their idols. What are black people doing now? Are they serving the Lord their God? No, they are serving the idols of the Gentiles. Very true. This is a comparison. What one nation is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem? Are black people scattered abroad that one nation that God went forth to redeem? I am speaking redemption to my people now. I have been doing so for some time now. I have been proclaiming liberty to my people. There's a commandment to me in the Bible, coming from Isaiah chapter 61, verse, I believe it's verse 1. If it is not, you can look it up. It's Isaiah 61, verse 1, I believe, which says, proclaim liberty to the captives. Who are the captives? The captives are the black people. I am doing what the Bible orders me to do. I am proclaiming liberty to my people. In the Bible, the people of the Lord are called Israelites. Today, we're called black. Some call themselves African Americans. We are black people. The speaker in the Bible says, in the book Song of Solomon, he says, I am black. Well, I myself am black, and I'm speaking to black people. The word of redemption is sent out to black people. Let me move on. Black people are mingled among the Gentiles today. Lamentations 1, verse 3. Judah is gone into captivity because of affliction and because of great servitude. Doesn't this sound like black people today? Affliction? Suffering affliction of what? Captivity. Being brought low. Being taken away from their own land. These are afflictions of black people. These are afflictions of the Israelites in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. And it says about them being, black people being mingled among the heathen and serving the heathen's idols. It says, which were a snare unto them. Lamentations 1:3, Judah is gone into captivity. Black people are going into captivity. Judah in the Bible is one of the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? Get the connection. 12 tribes of Israel, Israelites, black people. Same thing can be said of both groups. Listen, it says about Judah or the captivity, it says she dwells among the heathen. Black people dwell among the Gentiles. In the Bible, heathen, you have both words in the Bible, heathen and Gentiles. What it says about the heathen, that's what, in actuality, the Gentiles have done or do to black people. The things the Bible says about the heathen. Okay? She dwells among the heathens. Black people dwell among the Gentiles. Listen, Lamentations 1:5. Her children are gone into deep before the enemy. Black people's children, black people of long ago, their children are gone into captivity at the hands of the Gentiles. Lamentations 1:16. My children are desolate because the enemy has prevailed. In real life, the Gentiles have prevailed over black people. This is known by just about all people. The Gentiles have prevailed over black people and now have them still in captivity. John 7:35, the dispersed among the Gentiles. Who have been dispersed among the Gentiles? In the Bible, the Israelites are. Today, in the real world, which the Bible speaks of, the real world, black people are dispersed among the Gentiles. Judges 10:8, they vexed and oppressed the children of Israel. Here in the world, black people have, Gentiles have vexed and oppressed black people. They still do that today. The Gentiles still do that today to black people. Joel chapter 3, verses 2 through 3. My people and for my heritage, Israel, whom they have scattered. Still speaking about the Israelites being scattered by the Gentiles, just as blacks have been scattered. Israelites being having been scattered by the heathen, just as the black people have been scattered by the Gentiles. They have been scattered among the nations, nations of the Gentiles, and parted my land, and they have cast lots for my people. This is talking about real people. Gentiles casting lots for black people, and have given a boy for an harlot, and sold a girl for wine. We all know that black people were bought and sold. Gentiles have done all kinds of despicable acts in the Bible against the Israelites, and in the real world, Gentiles, the heathens, have done despicable acts against black people, and they still do. One is they are still holding black people in captivity. Two, a despicable act by the Gentiles, alias white people, uprooting black people, scattering them. That's bad, people. That's bad. And now they act like, the Gentiles act like nothing has happened. And they have some black people acting very much like nothing has happened. It is bad when someone takes everything away from another, even their land, sell their bodies, cast them into slavery. Despicable acts done against black people, done against black people by their captors, their enemies, the Gentiles, alias heathen, alias white people. I say heathen because the Bible calls them heathens. The Bible, the AVB, calls Gentiles heathen. I can read and I can see. And I understand what I am reading. And I give that understanding to you, my people, and to anyone who hears me. I give that understanding. And what I teach, the things I teach in this regard, are undeniable. The things in the Bible that the heathens did to the Israelites are the very thing in the real world which Gentiles have done to black people. What one nation in the earth is like the Lord's people, even like Israel. Ezekiel 38, verse 12, the people that are gathered out of the nations, black people, the intent of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, is that you be gathered out of the nations by the Lord, by the help of the Lord, God, Tommy L. Hart, and be in your own land under the Lord, your God, Tommy L. Hart. And you rejoice and defend your own liberty, and that not of another, who have taken liberty from you. The heathen, the Gentiles, have taken away the liberty of black people. Why do I say that? Because they are holding black people in captivity, even to this very day. They are holding black people in captivity, even to this very day. And it is clear, and I have shown that in previous broadcasts. It is clear, it is Bible clear. These are undeniable things that I am teaching. The Gentiles tell you many, many lies. They have stirred black people away from the truth of the Authorized Version Bible and given them a false faith. That's another despicable act the heathen have done to black people, giving them a false faith while they were, well, giving them a false faith, period. And black people act like they can't read. I read the Bible. Black people act like they can't read. And then I tell them and give them the evidence, much evidence of the things which I tell them. And what do they do? Well, the intent of the AVB is that they be gathered by the Lord, their God, Tommy L. Hart, gathered to him, being in their own land. We can do this, people. This is the intent of the Bible for you, having your own liberty, being in your own land under your own Lord, rejoicing and defending your own liberty, and that not of another. The Bible is adamant in what it says. The Bible is true in what it says. What one nation is like thy people? And the question is, as I said before, to the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, what one nation is like thy people? What one nation in the earth is like thy people, even like Israel? That statement is actually saying Israel is the Lord's. Israel is the name, is the nation being spoken of. Israel is the Lord's people. Israelites are the people of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, which are called by other names today, but they are still the Bible's people of the Lord, the Bible's people belonging to the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. This is Bible. Can you read? Can you understand? I give the understanding just as the Bible says. The Lord gives wisdom. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Out of whose mouth? The Lord's mouth. Who is the Bible's Lord? The Bible Lord's name is Tommy L. Hart. Why? Because I do the work that the Bible says the Lord will do. He who does the works ascribed to the Lord God, he is the Lord God. That's a principle. The Lord is known by the works he does. If the man does the works belonging to the Lord, he is the Lord. That's just it. I mean, that's simple. It's not hard to understand. And I have shown to you the works that are ascribed to the Lord God in the Bible. I've shown that. Visit Lawmaster Archives. Make Lawmaster Archives your dwelling place. That knowledge there is for you, black people. Do not stop being lazy, mentally lazy and dull. Desire knowledge, the knowledge of the truth of Bible content. Desire the understanding that the Lord Tommy L. Hart gives. That's what the Bible pleads. That's one of the things the Bible pleads to you to do. It begs you to do. Hear ye the word of the Lord. The Lord has made himself known. He has come and he has made himself known. And the work, his works speak for himself. Tommy L. Hart does the works the Bible ascribes to God. The Lord God. The Lord God, the Bible says about Tommy L. Hart, is the God of salvation. Cool salvation. I'm going to have to stop here because of time. And I shall continue this next time. So, in conclusion, in answer, with regard to Hebrews chapter 1, verse 14, question, who shall be the heirs of salvation? Answer, salvation is prepared by the Lord for black people. That's Bible. The people of Israel. The heirs of salvation are black people, the people of the Lord Tommy L. Hart. And the people of the Lord Tommy L. Hart are called Israelites in the AVB, Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. Get these things, black people. These are things the Gentiles don't want you to know. That's why they don't teach these things. They don't want you to know them. But if you read, you can know them. You've got the book. If you don't have it, you can get it. Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. So, salvation, the heirs of salvation are black people, the people of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. With regard to the Acts 16, verse 30 question, what must I do to be saved? Answer, to be saved, you, black people, must be obedient to the word of your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Be obedient to the word of your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Bible says Tommy L. Hart is your Lord. It's not me saying this. The Bible says this repeatedly. When the Lord would come, there was his duty to state his name and give his name. And that's why I give my name when reading scriptures that speak about the Lord or to the Lord. And I say, the Lord Tommy L. Hart. That's my duty to make known my name to you. Obviously, when they were writing this information, they had no way of knowing what the Lord's name would be. So they tell him, provide your name. What is your name? They ask him many times, what is your name? Who art thou? Well, my name is Tommy L. Hart. With regard to what must I do to be saved? Answer, to be saved, you must be obedient to the word of your Lord, black people, to the word of Tommy L. Hart. With regard to the Luke 18:26 question, who then can be saved? Answer, the Lord Tommy L. Hart has come to save, to deliver his people from their state of captivity. The Gentiles are secretly still holding the Lord's people in captivity. That's a shame, people. And no one is speaking up about it. No one is saying, hey, that's right. No one is saying, hey, Lord Hart, hey, Tommy Hart, you are right. I've given the evidence, people. Make the Lawmaster Archives your home, your dwelling place. Come on, people. Black people, we can do better than what we're doing. We have a better mind. Don't let them say, don't take in the fact, don't take in what they say about us, that we are inferior, mentally inferior. You got a mind, black people. Use it. Hear me. The things I teach are undeniable facts. Black people, you are not stupid. Come on, you can do better than this. I know you can. Just believe whatever the Gentiles tell you. You can do better than that. You can hear me, and you can follow me, and you can understand me, and you can say, hey, that man is right. That is what the Bible teaches. We are the Israelites of the Bible. What one nation is like thy people, even thy people Israel. It tells the people of the Lord. It tells who they are. Even thy people Israel. Moving on and ending. Tommy Elhart has come to deliver his people from the hand of their captors and enemies, the Gentiles. With regard to the 2 Samuel 7:23 question, what one nation is like thy people, even like Israel, whom God went to redeem? Answer to that question is the one nation like thy people, even like Israel, is black people. It's evident. It's evident in the scriptures I read just moments ago. I didn't read them all. But you don't need 100 likenesses, 100 examples. If I gave 20, that's enough, people. That's enough. If I gave 10, that's enough. That's evidence that says black people are the one nation like the Lord's people, even Israel. Black people, you are talked about so much in the AZB. The intent of the AZB is your salvation by your Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Get that, black people. I know we can do better than this. We can do better than lies, than believing lies, as the Gentiles have led us to believe. And do. We can do better than that, people. We have a mind. And we have a good mind. And our minds are not inferior to the enemy's minds. Hear ye the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, and be saved. Come to me and be saved. Come to me, black people, and be saved. And that means the word come means just what it's, you know, it means just what it says in the dictionary. Come. Come to me. Easy words. Sign up. The song, sign me up. Come to the Lord and be saved.